This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A bill capping interest rates at 36% annually for short-term low-dollar loans has cleared the New Mexico Senate. Democrats say it will further reduce lending they describe as predatory. Republicans and one Democrat opposing the bill called it out of touch, arguing that on a monthly basis, the bill will cap loans to 3% and largely eliminate access to credit for the poor and unbanked. Currently, lenders can charge as much as 175% on loans of $5,000 or less. Supporters of the bill say that local nonprofit organizations and credit unions are increasingly lending to those in need. The bill passed the Senate largely along party lines in a 25-14 vote. It now heads to the House, where it's expected to pass. Democratic Representative Susan Herrera of Embudo said that aggressive lobbying from the storefront short-term loan industry had delayed the bill, adding that the industry makes a lot of campaign donations, but that senators sworn in this year turned the tide. Jason Weeks, a lobbyist representing affected loan businesses, did not immediately respond to requests for comment before and after the vote. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is touting her administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, saying the state stepped up last year with direct economic aid and is looking to provide more relief through pending legislation. She spoke today during an online forum, acknowledging that the pandemic has been a cruel hardship. Critics have accused her of ignoring her own policies and spending thousands of dollars on groceries while many New Mexicans remain without jobs and businesses have yet to recover. The Republican Governors Association on Monday launched a week of digital ads targeting the governor, and Republican leaders in the state say Lujan Grisham's choices have had unfortunate results. The governor said today providing more resources to businesses will be key, and more investments will be needed to ensure economic opportunities don't evaporate. Steve Pierce, chairman of the state Republican Party, said the governor, in crafting the public health restrictions, created a system that benefited out-of-state corporations. He said small local businesses have been left trying to catch up on loan payments and find ways to boost customer traffic. The New Mexico legislature is exploring two different ways to make sure kids spend more time in class next year in an effort to help students catch up from the loss of learning during the pandemic. Democrats in the Senate have advanced a bill that would require all schools to tap into an existing $200 million fund to extend the school calendar next year. The one-year mandate would only take effect if the governor's current in-person learning restrictions are lifted. Teachers would have to stick with their students for an additional 10 to 25 days, depending on the grade level, and would be paid for the extra time. A bipartisan bill in the House would allow that time to be used in longer days instead. It conflicts with the Senate bill, signaling a potential logjam at the end of the legislative session this month. New Mexico's commuter system linking Metro Albuquerque with Santa Fe will resume service next Monday after being shut down for nearly a year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Rail runner officials said the system will initially provide limited service and resume operations with fewer trains and weekday service only. Each train will be limited to 25% capacity, or about 160 passengers per train. The train system was shut down on March 17, 2020. This is KUNM.